Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The center fielder, Dick Smith. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Aaron Pointer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brock Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Glenn Vaughn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Dahl. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jay Dahl. And now, play ball. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive towards first. Staub reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards first. Harkness reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Canizaro and he is out, Moran applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Thomas scores. Hickman moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. Hickman moves to third. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hickman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Moran moves to second. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moran scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Pointer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 5-0, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Canizaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harkness moves to third. Danny Coombs now pitching. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Harkness scores. Canizaro moves to second. It's 6-0, Mets. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Canizaro scores. It's 7-0, Mets. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moran moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moran scores. Jackson moves to third. Christopher moves to second. It's 8-0, Mets. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coombs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Weakley pinch hits for Danny Coombs. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Moran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Horner now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canizaro hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer is 0 for 1 in the game. Pointer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields it and throws to second for the out. Staub scores. One out. It's 8-1, Mets. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness juggles the ball. That's an error on Harkness. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horner moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horner scores. Morgan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Mets. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pointer hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Fazio now playing third base. Glenn Vaughn now playing shortstop. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike White pinch hits for Joe Horner. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Adlesh now catching. Jim Dixon now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 3 in the game. Harkness hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canizaro hits a fly ball towards left. Davis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Davis. Canizaro moves to second. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Canizaro scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Mets. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Fazio moves to second. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pointer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. One out. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh strikes out. Two outs. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Drott now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 4 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Harkness reaches second base with a double. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harkness moves to third. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canizaro hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harkness tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Mets. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Moran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ted Schreiber now playing second base. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fazio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hickman. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Fazio goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 10-3 Mets. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Staub strikes out. One out. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pointer strikes out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Cold Stadium in Houston.